The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Anyway, there you have it, the key moments from the speeches today. Pascal Donoghue and Michael McGrath, ministers for finance and public expenditure, respectively, for the moment. They're about to flip. The current minister for public expenditure, future minister for finance, Michael McGrath, is going to be with me in just under an hour's time. Right now, though, I'm joined by our political correspondent from Leinster House, Sean Defoe. Sean, can you talk us through some of the facts and figures we heard there in more detail?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the biggest budget in the history of the state, total package of over 11 billion in the end. So it was 6.8 odd of the concurrent spending, so spending that you're not going to have to only find this year, but you're going to have to find every year to come. And then another 4.4 billion euro total in these once-off cost of living measures in the big package that we're seeing. So I suppose the big spends, social welfare, 2.1 billion euro going to split between cost of living measures and then the long-term social welfare hikes, 12 euro a week across the dole and the state pension and other areas, and then 500 euro payments to carers, people with a disability, working family allowance recipients, the 400 euro one-off payment on the fuel allowance and bringing loads more people in there. You've got the higher education budget, which is quite significant, 1,000 euro discount on third level fees, and then 500 euro discount sort of going forward throughout the years, double payment on the SUSE grant, increases in the SUSE grant. Health budget is sort of interesting, record health budget yet again, as it is every year, because the cost of doing health just keeps on going up. So Stephen Donnelly got 1.15 billion in the budget, but most of that was just cost of standing still and doing everything he did this year again next year, plus actual wages growth. So we only had about 250 million to play with, and that's going to give more than 400,000 people GP visit cards for next year, assuming that the GPs are there to manage that, of course. Abolishing hospital fees for adults, which is a very significant one, particularly for people who have to go into hospital with cancer patients, for example, on a regular basis throughout the year, and then funding as well for the likes of IVF for an extension to the free contraception scheme to women up to the age of 30. And then you've got like lots of different bits throughout it. So I think some of the new points maybe that we hadn't the full detail of throughout the or before the budget and all the different leaks there. Vacant property tax was confirmed by Pascal Donoghue. That's going to be three times the rate of the local property tax for homes that are empty or occupied for less than 30 days in a year. Confirmation that the excise reduction on fuel is going to be kept. Carbon tax is going up, which would be a cost of 2 cents a litre on diesel and on petrol, but they're scrapping the NORA, the oil reserve levy, which means that conveniently that's worth 2 cents a litre as well, so it would basically mean no change. Tax on concrete blocks was an interesting one that hadn't really been flagged. It had been talked about as part of the MICA redress story, and that's where the 80 million euro raise from that is going to come. And then something of a, I wouldn't say quite a reprieve for the hospitality sector, but a little cliffhanger for them, because Pascal Donoghue said that at current plans, the current reduced VAT rate of hospitality is due to end on the 28th of February 2023. But he didn't say it was exactly going up to 13.5%. And in the last hour, Leo Varadkar sort of left the door open to maybe that reduced rate being kept. So a small bit of a reprieve maybe for them, a wait and see, kick to touch.
All right, Sean, listen, thanks a million for talking us through that. I know various opposition politicians and different lobby groups out in force having their say, and we will touch base with Sean a little bit later in the show, the Hard Shoulder listener having their say as well. Hi, Kieran, I'm delighted with the budget. I'm a widow with a special needs daughter and the government made a special effort to help us. Sinn Féin are never satisfied. Well, Eoin Óibrín of Sinn Féin is going to be in studio in a few minutes' time. We'll find out whether he is satisfied. This listener says, I feel disgusted by today's budget. I'm a low earner. I earn 30 grand a year. Seeing my friends and people I know getting their cutoffs raised to 40 grand, it just seems as if it's a budget for people who are already doing okay, and absolutely nothing has been done for the likes of workers like myself. I genuinely believe I'm better off on the dole. And this listener simply asks, after all this dies off, the excitement of spending all of our money, do you still think there'll be a downturn in the economy and a recession? I don't know. I do not know the answer to that. We're going to have plenty of experts on the show between now and seven who might know the answer. I tend to agree with my colleague Shane Coleman a little bit earlier here in the afternoon on News Talk when he suggests that it is hard to imagine 11 billion euro being injected into the economy and it not having an inflationary effect. And if inflation outpaces growth, well, then it doesn't really matter whether we slip into recession. You're going to have stagnation. But anyway, I will leave analysis like that to the experts. Speaking of experts, Kevin Devenny is a tax director with Grant Thornton, and he joins me now. Kevin, you're very welcome to the show. The income tax changes, you might talk us through how the bands have been tweaked and to what degree it will make some people better off.
Hi, Kieran. Yeah, at a high level, the standard band is moving from the current position of €36,800 to €40,000. So in effect, there's a difference there of €640 or thereabouts in a single person's pocket on a given year. So on top of that, so that's the significant piece there. But there's also been slight adjustments to the personal tax credits, POE credits, and CARES credits. So they're the personal tax and the POE credit are shifting from €1,700 to €1,775. So they are smaller adjustments than previous years. They've moved up by around €100, so a slight decrease there. And the CARES credits then are going up as well. So that's the income tax piece at a very high level in terms of the individual. There is also changes at a USC level. The 2% rate is increasing from €21,295 to €22,920. So another positive change, but that's just to take account of the minimum wage increasing so that those people don't come within the charge of USC. There's also some changes positive changes to tax-free vouchers that can be given out to employees. So at the moment, there's a €500 threshold there. That threshold is increasing to €1,000. So there's a plus there for employees.
Everyone's one for all voucher from their boss is going to be a grand this Christmas.
That's it exactly, Kieran. We look forward to a good Christmas with that €1,000. Yeah.
Talk me through some of the VAT changes, Kevin.
So the main change, I suppose, is around the rates. And you'll be familiar with, you just mentioned it before I jumped on, that the intention, we'll call it, based on what Leo Varadkar said earlier on, is for the hospitality VAT rate to go from 9% back to 13.5%. You're almost calling into question whether that will happen now based on those comments. But the rationale maybe behind that is the 9% was brought in back in place around budget 21. So it's been in place November 21. So it's been in place for almost 2 years at a cost of nearly €1 billion. So that could be the kind of the impetus that's there for the minister to do what he's doing. It's due to expire obviously on the 25th of February, but certain sectors within, or certain sectors that the VAT rate is applicable to, it obviously covers the hotel, hospitality, tourist, theatres, hairdressers, cinemas. So different parts of the economy that the 9% applies to, they're going to have different margins, some of which will be bigger and some of them will be quite tight, particularly the food industry. And I suppose, given the inflationary pressures that are now on this business, those businesses have just come out of COVID. They've recovered from that. But they're now going into the sensitivity of managing prices of their inputs to deliver their ultimate good or service. So it's going to vary from business to business as to how and whether they pass on if, you know, the 9 or the 13.5% rate when it comes back in place on the 1st of March, presuming what Leo Varadkar has said.
One other tax change I just want to very briefly get your take on, the vacant property tax, and just because it has been talked about an awful lot and long demanded by opposition parties. What has been announced today, though, by government, I don't think we could call it a radical overhaul of the tax system or the property tax system, could we? It's a fairly minor tweak.
It is, and I think the value that it's actually going to bring to the Exchequer is quite small. It's not going to be, I think it's going to be in around €3 million. So you'd have to question what the measure is actually going to bring, what message the government are actually sending. You'd wonder and you'd look at the 30-day threshold as to how that's going to be administered. Like, it is going to be a self-assessment tax, so it's up to the individual to determine.
So someone with a holiday home who went on a 29-day holiday is I mean, you sudden, could imagine be sorely tempted to just say, well, actually, we were there 30.
Exactly, and how you actually kind of quantify that, it's all very kind of individualized.
Well, listen, we are going to touch base again, Kevin, I know a little bit later in the show. People out there will have questions, though, about how the different decisions today might impact them. And we will try as much as we can to get those questions answered by our experts like Kevin at Grant Thornton between now and 7 o'clock. So keep those questions coming on 53106. Some of them already coming in. Kevin Devaney is a tax director with Grant Thornton. The budget is balanced, says this listener, and prudent, and maintains credibility in the Irish finance system. But I'm sure the Mary Lou's, the Pierce Dohertys, the Paul Murphys will take their usual pot shots, as is their wont, at anything the government does. At least we have stability for now. On the other side of the fence, someone here on 53106 says, this budget is a disgrace. I'm a foster parent the last 20 years. There has been no increase in foster payments since 2009 because there are only just over 2,000 foster parents in Ireland. Not enough of us to make a difference when they're looking for votes. Shame on them. Ireland's most vulnerable, our children in need now, have to be left in neglect and fear in their homes because there's a huge shortage of foster parents. It is too expensive now to take on foster children. This is just not acceptable. And Noel in Blessington gives a very simple assessment of today's budget. Beware of Greeks bearing gifts. Noel, thank you for the text. 53106, the number.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.